Working in the radio is, from my own experience, a highly emotional thing, talking to people every day in almost intimate level. And then suddenly the microphone is cut off. How did you feel on the day of the last broadcast of the BBC to Slovakia?
In our last bulletin, I was reading the news, and on the one hand, it was very exciting as I was, so to speak, making history. However, it was also a very sad day for all of us. In the Slovak section, not one eye stayed dry. Even the sound technicians shed a tear for the services they have been working with for years. Every day was different, bringing new information, new challenges, new perspectives, new people and experiences. But, well, that is life. And if the management decided there was no more geopolitical relevance to those language services that had joined the European Union, it was time for us to move on.
Which of the skills and knowledge acquired at the BBC do you value most?
Being a journalist and working for the BBC was a great school for work as well as for life. The BBC is, as you know, a public service broadcaster, and I did identify and still do with its core values of accuracy, truthfulness, independence, balance, an overall sense of high professionalism of the BBC journalists. We were constantly trained in the principles of radio journalism, in story writing, editorial issues. We had interviewing workshops, legal training, voice training, you name it. We would go to lunchtime talks on the most topical events happening all over the world with a panel of distinguished journalists, experts, politicians and pundits. And being exposed to such stimulating environment was the best thing that could ever happen to me in terms of career.
And what about your ex-colleagues? Do you keep in touch?
Yes, but most of my colleagues have returned back to Slovakia and they work in the Slovak media, TV, Markiza, TA3, the Slovak National Radio, as well as in the printed media, magazines and daily newspapers. And as for those who stayed in London, they have their own businesses in translating, interpreting, consulting and even marketing.
And I'm wondering what you are doing now.
I have always been drawn to the educational side of life, and I realize that there are new horizons out there, and it's a new chance to start something new. But based on my 14 years of experience in journalism, the BBC was running a course called the Training of Trainers, which I took part in, and it has opened a whole new life for me. Now I work for myself as a media trainer. I train businessmen, diplomats, and other professionals for their TV or radio appearance. It's mostly about how they get their message across, and at the same time, how to impress the listeners with their voice, humor, sophistication. And I'm also a qualified Pilates instructor, which works with breathing muscles. So I use that expertise to help people to present themselves in the best possible light, with dynamic and energetic presentations.
From this new point of view, how would you assess the professional behavior of people in a Slovak public life, such as politicians, civil servants, spokespersons and the like? Do you think they present themselves in the best possible light?
I do not want to judge anyone, but if you press me, I think most of the individuals would definitely benefit from some personal development, especially of their soft skills like communication, listening, and I dare say some general politeness, good manners and sophistication.
You certainly have feedback from the people who have gone through your communication training. Have you?
Oh yes, it is usually an ongoing contact. They always come back to me for study presentation, and I help them write their speech and then present it with charm and confidence.
Okay, Anna, thank you for your time, and I hope to hear from you soon again.
It was my pleasure.
важный секс ее тазик. А как облазнить аман. Тут тох сегодня идет важный. Ведь поладишь на там.
Approaching the end of the Thursday edition of Slovakia Today. I want to thank all my colleagues and also to you, dear listeners, for your attention. Take care and dovidenia.
You have been listening to Radio Slovakia International, an English language broadcast from our Bratislava studios. We hope you enjoyed the show.